If we're ready, we'll go ahead and get started.
Let's have a word this morning. Heavenly Father, you said this is the day the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the beautiful weather and the cool breeze you brought us this morning. Be with our commissioners and judges today as they make wise decisions. We just speak your blessings over this meeting in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Well, sometimes. I don't know if my choir director would be happy with that, but we're okay. All right, so we will open with item number one. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. So it is item number one's open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agendas for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. So do we have anyone from the audience that would like to address the court at this time? All right. If not, Commissioner? Okay, everybody's good. So we'll move on to item number two, which is discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the 2025-2026 fiscal year budget in accordance with the local government code. We do not have at this point the ability to be able to do that. I think we're pretty close on our budget, but due to the recent legislative changes, a lot of y'all heard this a while ago, but you actually have to have the budget in its proposed form on your website on the day that you actually adopted the budget and the site. So we're not prepared for that. So we'll have this same item, and it also has to be adopted in a regular court session. So this is a regular court session, and the one we have on the 23rd will be. So we will move that to the 23rd, and we'll have it on that one. And by that point, we'll have it on the website as the proposed budget by the new law that went into effect September 1st of this year. So there'll be no action on that item. All right, so there's item number three, which is discussion and possible action regarding ordering the adoption of the property tax as assessed by the Orange County Appraisal District and the adoption of the tax rate for taxable year 2025 per local government code. Again, same thing. You have to adopt your budget before you can adopt your tax rate. And for the same reasons, it's not on the website yet, so it will not be done today. So that will be no action as well today. It will be on the 23rd's agenda.
What is the property tax assessed by the appraisal district?
You have to come up for front. I'm sorry. Say who you are, where you're from, and then answer.
Carl Blum, Precinct 3. What is the proposed property tax assessed by the district, the appraisal district?
The tax rate?
No, how much revenue will the county receive by the appraisal district?
All right, well, all I have in this that we have to put on it is the new property tax value that's there, but we can get that. We'll have that at the next one.
Okay,
that's why they want us to have it all on the budget, all in the deal, so it'll be available to you to look at. That's the whole, I guess, the reason why they want us to have that on the website, because it's a large, large document with all that on there.
I know in the past on the agenda it would state that in the agenda, and I've been looking at all the agendas and I can't find that anywhere so far. The valuation that the appraisal district did.
Okay, yeah, that was presented on.
What their income part of it is.
Oh, that's levy. That's different from value.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't know how to state it.
The values on that, when we have the final budget in its form, it will have that on there. It's in here somewhere. I can probably tell you here in just a second if I dig through this. But it will be on the budget itself. And so when we actually present the actual final budget, I'll have all of that in the budget form itself, and it will also be on the website.
On the website will it be posted?
Well, it's on our main page right now. So you can go to the main. Where did we pull that up? On the county clerk's page.
It has annual budgets, and it'll have like 3 years worth of budgets that are on there.
Yeah, and it'll say proposed 2025-2026 budget.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all I needed. I need to leave now. Thank y'all.
No problem. All right, so. All right, so we got no action on that as well today. So we'll go to item number four, which is discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court revenue received from the City of Pine Forest check number 3956 in the amount of $2,494.57. These funds are reimbursement for road materials.
Motion
by four.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number five, acknowledgement for recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for September the 2nd, 2025. Ms. Penny?
Are you going to read?
This is the September 2nd, it's last week. Okay. Take your time.
From the general fund, $6,924.46. Road and bridge, $91.13. Adult probation, $111.30. Airport, $134.39. For a total payment of $7,261.28.
Move to go ahead and
accept
those into the record. Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number six, discussion and possible action regarding payment of September 9th bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. Item A, $175,140.70 from the general fund 001-111-54110 to Orange County Appraisal District for a fourth quarter funding. B, $21,652.83 from the general fund 001-111-54235 to UTMB for contract payment due September 2025. C, $111,947.49 from the Improvement Grants Fund 026-983-53000 to Planet 3 Elevation for the draw for the pre-elevation projects 2019 FMA. D, $36,619.09 from the Special Grants Fund 081-927-53003 to LED Partners and partial payment of contract number 67822 for the LED signage. And E, $185,000 from the general fund 001-111-53020 to the Orange County Economic Development Corporation for 2024-2025 membership payment. And as listed, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $953,571.80. Road and bridge, $527,620.08. Mosquito control, $197.59. Adult probation, $241.50. Airport, $29,690.59. Consolidated accounts, $52,716.82. For a total payment of $1,564,038.38.
Okay.
Motion by one, second by two. Any discussion?
Just Cheryl. Questions, please.
Yeah.
Cheryl Warren, Orange County. Number C, can you explain what that is, please?
Yeah, that's for the FMA elevations of homes, people's homes that qualified under the FMA grant.
Oh, to raise them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's the... Okay.
That's the companies. We pay the companies. We have to prepay them, and then we get reimbursement for that.
Okay. And D, please?
You say D?
Yes.
So that is the out of the ARPA funds. That's for the money for the LED signs that will be at each pod. Is that right? That's the ones for the pods, yeah. We have several LEDs, but those are the pod signs.
Okay. And number E, please. Is this over and above? I thought they got $400,000 a year. Are they getting more than the
$400,000?
Three payments.
We pay three payments.
You're right on the total close, but it's divided
up into three payments.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number seven, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for county auditor from 001-111-53830 contingency of $48,350 to 001-111-54110 pay appraisal contract of $48,350. Purpose to provide funds for the final quarterly payment due to increase in contract from prior year. The estimated increase was 9%. The actual increase was 18%. Motion by three. Second. Oh, you've got a question?
Well, I don't understand how, and Commissioner Trahan and I kind of touched on this, how is there such a big increase? How do they get to just arbitrarily say that?
They don't arbitrarily do it. It's based on, from my understanding, it's based on the levy.
Yeah.
So, and we are whatever percentage is of the levy. I just didn't receive the actual division of it until after the budget was passed, and so I was left.
Basically, what it amounted to is our appraisal values and taxable values went up substantially this year, which is why we're able to do no new revenue rate, but it's also that we pay percentage based off of that.
Did it go up 18%?
Apparently. Because that's the.
So it's not based on the amount of work they do, it's based on the amount of the levy.
It's based on the levy.
I'm not sure that's the right way to do it.
But we're probably in the contest. There's nothing we can do about that. Let's talk to the state legislature.
We might need to renegotiate that.
I think that's a legislative amount that we have to do.
Between them and second.
All right, motion three. Yes, a motion by three, second by two. Or Denisha, she seems to fit the same bill sometimes. So, motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
She'll delegate to you.
All right, item number eight, discussion and possible action to approve a line item transfer for the county auditor from 001-111-54122. Lawsuits, claims, and settlements of $25,000 to 001-111-53203. Sheriff's criminal bonds returned of $25,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Motion by four.
Second.
Second by two. Further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer in the sheriff's office from 001-740-52300. Fuel, oil, gas, and grease of $30,000 to 001-740-57550. Repairs, rentals, and construction of $30,000. Purpose for the repair to 9 currently downed units, including cost of an engine swap, 3 AC repairs, transmission repairs, 3 engine malfunction repairs, and brakes. Anything else you want to add to that, Chief? Man, rough on those vehicles.
It's just common wear and tear of older vehicles.
Yes, sir. I got you.
So moved.
All right, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
Glad we budgeted for some new cars.
Yes, no doubt. All in favor? Discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-5999 other of $5,750 to 002-573-5450 tree and debris removal services of $5,750. Purpose to cover the cost of the removal of dead trees in the county's right of way. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. So motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion?
I got a question.
So you're paying people to? I thought that's what the scissor thing was for, so you guys could take care of trees in the right of way.
The scissor lift is to trim limbs.
Yeah, if it's a complete tree removal.
So
we're not going to put our guys in there.
I'm just asking to clarify.
We do the minor stuff that we can do with scissor lifts and stuff, but if it's a major tree removal, we hire somebody to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And this is the tip of the iceberg.
All right.
What's that, Tracy?
I said they're insured and bonded.
Yeah, and professionals.
Yeah. All right. I have a motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? If none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for mosquito control from 003-490-57550. Repairs, rental, construction of $1,500 to 003-490-5750. Equipment, non-inventory of $1,500. Purpose, provide funds needed for the remainder of the year to spray those pesky mosquitoes. Who's that motion? Was that one?
Everybody.
Everybody made a motion. All right. Well, I'm going to take one. Who's my second?
Three.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item number 12, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for transportation from 001-602-57550, repairs, rental, construction of $2,500 to 001-602-52100, office supplies of $2,500, purpose to provide funds to purchase a laptop, printer, and storage case for the Jasper pilot program. As a reminder, that funds are being put into their account from the funds that we got from the Jasper project.
Indirectly being funded.
Yes,
by
sir.
Okay.
So motion by, I actually had, I think, three already. Second by one. All right. Any further discussion?
Well, if Ms. Janelle would please let her husband know that I voted in favor of this, so he would get off me about the raid. I can't even go to church on Sunday morning.
You got in trouble for that.
Yeah. No place is safe. Item number three. So motion by three, second by one. No further discussion. All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for emergency management from 001-793-52110, public safety supplies, uniform, $1,700 to 001-793-57550, repairs on construction of $1,700, purpose to provide funds for a tower replacement on F-250 truck. Joel, you need to explain tire replacement or where.
It's that too, and the tiles in the shop as well.
Okay. All right. A motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for parks. From 001-111-51270, Health Group Life and Dental of $18,300 to 001-681-52730, Cellular Internet expense of $500 and 001-681-51140, Extra Help salaries of $17,800, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Anything else you want to add to that, Ms. Denise? Self-explanatory.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item 15, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the August 2025 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Octavia, you are up and ready to go.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
We are in August, y'all. This is where
yes.
We're reporting August. One more month. For the month of August, we had a total collections of $2,483,669.25. Out of that, the county's portion was $281,052.35. Our year-to-date as of August 31st was collected was 94.35%.
Motion by one to accept.
Second.
Motion by two. Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action regarding the establishment of an adult sexual assault response team, SART, in Orange County in accordance with local government code section 351.252. Anything you want to add to that, Sheriff? I mean, it's several times that we have. We're supposed to have a response team established in the county by law. So this was our completion of that from old sheriff, new sheriff. So,
just to add to that, we've already got the team in place. We've got the members that are going to be appointed to the team with board permission, and we'll move in the next court to set up a date. To start the training, the 4-hour training. So once we get those two things, we'll be on board.
Yeah. And I know that, so just to I'm going to try to cut off the question before it gets here, but I think because those names are not allowed to be public, are they, because of the sexual assault side of it, or are they going to be allowed to be published whenever the people have put their stuff in?
Yes, they can be published whenever they put their formal paperwork.
Okay. So I figured that was the next question coming, was who it was. So, all right.
I have a question about that.
Yes, ma'am. Miss Cheryl, come up. Just please come up to you.
Okay. Will this work like the other thing that we were discussing with you, that they can only do the county and they can't do the city?
No. I'll explain a little bit about the story. So that's a good question. This is a multi-agency, multi-jurisdictional team. So myself, the district attorney's office, the largest municipality in Orange County, which would be Orange Police Department, several other the agencies are going to contribute members to this team. And what it does is just deconflict for, this is involves adult sexual assault. So what it does is just deconflict. It makes sure that all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted when we're investigating these sexual assaults. So city, county, any agency in Orange County is going to be regulated by this SART team.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, so I have that. So a motion. Do I have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? Item number 17, discussion and possible action regarding the capital outlay purchase of an industrial washing machine for the Shell dorm area to replace the broken one. The current washing machine is 16 years old, beyond repair, and needs to be replaced as soon as possible. The cost of the washing machine is $20,043. Chief, that's pretty much self-explanatory. I got a motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
I was kind of looking forward to Chief coming up here and explaining the washing machine stuff. Yeah. I mean, wash.
Well, that price would probably be a long description.
Yeah, it would be a long description. Number 18, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the jail for the said washing machine from 001-743-54421, board prisoners of $20,100, to 001-743-57590, equipment of $20,100, and purpose to purchase and replace the industrial-sized washing machines for the jail dorms.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 19, discussion possible action to approve capital outlay for the purchase and installation of an amplifier for the audiovisual equipment in the 128th District Court, Courtney Arkeen's court, and this is to improve her stuff, and it's coming out of their funds, so which will be the next item.
I guess the price would be
it's the next item down here.
So we probably should include that in that agenda item, the price as well.
What is the next agenda to approve the money?
That's maybe the money around. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have a motion by three. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item number 20 is the discussion of possible action regarding a line item transfer for the 128th District Court from 001-210-54550, travel registration of dues of $1,357, and 001-210-57500, equipment non-inventory of $1,235 to go to 001-210-57595, equipment of $2,592, purpose to provide funds to purchase and the installation of the updated audio-visual equipment in the previous item. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right, item number 21, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by the maintenance department. Kirk decided to go the long way around. I know. I saw some man. He's his items up, and he goes out the side door. That's rough.
I was checking the perimeter.
Okay.
Checking the elevator.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just to let
might as well start out
let everybody know that the Otis elevator is working on the elevator at the courthouse as we speak.
Great.
They're waiting on some material to come in, either be Wednesday or Thursday for the casing for the jack for the elevator. And from that point, I don't actually have a time frame of how long it's going to take from that point.
Did they not know they were going to need this casing 3 months ago when they started this project?
There's other factors involved that
Short answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean it that way, but as they got into it, they found more issues. And
the casing was old, and it started collapsing.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. This was put in 1985, so... Well, we're going to run into some scenarios that we didn't know that we were, but we did, and they're moving forward on it. So, yeah. Projected date is supposed to be September the 12th, which that's not going to happen. Okay. Well, hope to finish it before the end of the month, but...
Yep.
Okay. The other problem...
I know you and I spent several hours on the phone trying to get somebody to communicate at Otis Elevator. Is
yeah.
It impossible?
It is.
Anybody needs any elevator work done, don't call Otis Elevator.
That was Commissioner Preesy. Make sure that's done. Woo. Okay. I know it. All right, go ahead.
The biggest project that we're working on is the pod building in Precinct 2. We're doing our build out on the room for the election equipment.
Looks great.
We have all the crowd controls, the tables, the chairs, everything's in. We're ready to starting to do some painting, and we're put our sheetrock up on the inside, put our drop ceiling in. We're going to put a drop off the air conditioning unit inside there and put some air conditioned air inside there. Then we'll finish off with all the paper towel dispensers, toilet paper dispensers and stuff like that inside the building before we can be finished. And we'll set everything up for Donna. That way she can see it and go from there. Then we'll just repeat three more times.
Excellent. I like that.
Kurt, I mentioned to the judge the other morning, I went out there and looked at the building and with where the well is located. And he mentioned to you about putting something up to protect that well.
Yeah, for right now, we're going to take the fence that we had in front of the courthouse. And we're going to go and put it on the back side of the building where nobody can drive around on both ends. And then we're going to put barricades in front of the well pump until we can build a well shed.
Okay.
But we're going to go out there after we get to the certain point of finishing on the inside. We're going to get all the grass cut, mm-hmm. get it cleaned up, then we'll put the fencing up.
Perfect. Keeps somebody from accidentally.
Yeah, because the septic system, nothing's marked over there, and they got some clean outs on the back side of the building and on the right before the septic system, and you could actually run over it by driving. You won't know it. There's a valve inside some PVC pipe right there.
Okay.
So we're going to block it off to make sure.
What else you got? That's all you got going?
Well, that and air conditions that we daily basis there, that's about it.
Okay.
That's it.
Anybody have any questions?
So courthouse going in butter?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was fixed Saturday. A circuit board went out, and then a transformer burned out.
Oh.
So, but we got it up and running Saturday morning.
Appreciate it.
You yes. bet.
30, you had a chance to look at the cover for the playground over at Bluebird yet?
No, sir.
Okay. Love honesty.
Let's see if we get more
sure.
I just want to get a plan and a design so we can at least have a schedule moving forward. It doesn't have to be tomorrow, but...
I'm still working on the cement pads for all the trash dispensers. We bought one, and it's not quite what we want for the pad. And to be able to find some that are actually already pre-built, it's going to save us time and money.
Yeah.
So that's what we're shooting for.
I appreciate your work.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell all you guys we appreciate your help. Thank you. All right, item number 22, discussion and possible action regarding special projects in the road and bridge department. Mr. Tracy.
A lot of stuff going on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think we got some approvals we got to do here.
No.
Times.
Oh, right here. It's good. Good morning. I'm going to go over the monthly report for August. Our work orders, Precinct 1, we have 14 open work orders. We completed 8 for a total of 22. Precinct 2, we have a open work orders, we have 4, completed 43, a total of 47. Precinct 3, we have open 19, completed 33, a total of 52. Precinct 4, open 29, complete 13, total 42. Culverts, fees collected, $11,770. Bridge openings, 10.
Huh?
Well, Eight.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Collection, citizen collection station participants, we had 1,049. Waste billing was $19,285. Collection receipts was $13,853. And recycling receipts in August were $2,942.46.
I want to add one comment on the culverts. We're set several culverts down Southfield, and it's not a very wide road to start off with, so if you can avoid that, it would be safer for everybody involved. So there's
going
to be some logging activity on
logging,
so everybody needs to be a little bit safer on Teal Road.
Any other questions, Tracy? If not, no action there.
Good work,
Bob.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go to item number 23. Discussion and possible action regarding lots 1 and 2 located in Croft Addition, Precinct 4, a 10.804-acre tract of land recorded in clerk's file number 537135, OPROCT, partially out of lots 15 and 16, Block 1, Pecan Acres, subdivision recorded in Volume 5, page 82, MROCT, lying in the joint Stevenson and the John Stevenson survey, abstract number 169, and the WM Stevenson survey, abstract number 23. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. Proper filings and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax statement has been provided.
Yes, sir.
Motion by 4. Second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Signature pen.
We just approve them all and sign all three of them at once.
Yeah. It's hard to manage all that paper. Those big ones.
This way there's a little space in between the, my signature being in a different place every time.
Slide a lot. That was a wrong choice of words. I'm just telling you. On my own part. Number 24, discussion and possible action regarding the replat of 2.121 acres of land, part of the W.B. Wortham survey, abstract number 415, in Orange County, Texas, commonly known as lots 61 and 62. Deer Park is unrecorded into tracts 61A, 61B, 62A, and 62B. Located in Precinct 4, this final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax statement has been provided. Motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Next one.
Thank you.
All right. Item number 25, discussion and possible action regarding plat of 0.9369, called 0.9355, acre of land replat of part of lots 1 and 2, block 4, Towns Edition, City of Vidor, Volume 3, page 73, map records of Orange County, Texas, into Pirates Cove Estates, Phase 1A. This final plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road and Bridge and Orange County Drainage District. The proper filing and pre-production fees have been paid, and a tax statement has been provided.
So moved.
Motion by four. Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
On the right-hand side. He's just gonna move over. Man, he's rough on you. All right, item number 26, discussion and possible action regarding a capital outlay purchase of a fixed toothed road planer to be used on the skid steer for $28,750 from line item 002-573-57590, equipment $5,000. So that's pretty self-explanatory. I think he sent that out to everybody to look at.
Second.
Motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 27 is discussion possible action to approve a line item transfer for said, I guess, grinder, as it would be called, road and bridge, from 002-573-5250 drainage and ditches of $25,100 and 002-573-53022 water tank and well construction precinct 1 of $3,650 to go to 002-573-57590 equipment of $28,750. Purpose to provide the funds to cover the cost of the fixed tooth road planer for the skid steer. Motion by four, second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
When's it going to be here?
Tomorrow or the next day.
There you go. Item number 28, please consider for discussion and possible action the purchase of a modern path slayer mower attachment for $6,700 from line item 001-681-57590. Denise, you want to explain what that modern
slayer?
Actually, the
what
crazy.
They call it, but yep. It's an attachment that will enable them to mow closer to the pond at Baker Park. They have, you know, it gets real tall up there, which interferes with our disc golf players. And so the drainage
kids
district
fishing.
Occasionally comes and helps with that, but not often enough.
Mm-hmm.
So this will help with that. And it also tilts up to a 90 degree to be able to do
the walking
the
path.
Side trails.
The trails.
Yeah, you called me about that a week and a half or so ago, and then I actually saw one this past weekend actually in use. That's a machine.
So moved.
We're excited.
Motion by two, second by three.
I would ask if you could get out to the deer.
Any further discussion?
not looking for it.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 29, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for parks. From 001-681-54950, miscellaneous tree and landscape service of $6,700 to go to 001-681-57590, equipment of $6,700, purpose to purchase the modern path slayer mower attachment to enable employees to mow closer to the pond and help clear the trails at Claiborne Park.
Sure.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Item number 30, discussion and possible action regarding accepting the bid proposal for engineering services provided by AWC to provide a scope of services for repairing the large pedestrian bridge located within Claiborne West Park that crosses Cal Bayou. That bridge has been damaged for a long time, and that part of the park has not been able to be used. So this is to get the bid to actually see what the repair costs could potentially
be. Well, it's to get bids. It's basically a scope of work to see what has to be done.
Yes.
Then we'll have to go out for bids to actually do the work.
And then AWC will also oversee the work.
Okay.
So I'll sign off on it.
Yes, that's what that is.
Second.
I have a motion by three. I mean, it's a motion by two, second by three, because I already had three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 31, discussion and possible action regarding accepting a donation from Todd Langston in Juice Baseball of approximately $60,000 in field improvements to the ball field located within Claiborne West Park. And again, this is an individual who's donating the money to do, and I guess the work to get the field improvements to the ball field in Claiborne West, which is pretty nice.
I don't think he's donating the money. I think
he's
donating
the service. Donating the services valued at $60,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So moved.
That's all in the word.
Yeah.
She catches me on the word. A motion by two, second by four. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 32, discussion and possible action regarding a request.
Judge, can we go back for a second? We were going to put a committee together to determine how to schedule the field at Claiborne Park, because we're starting to get a lot of calls. Can we do it on that agenda item?
I assumed one of y'all would make a motion for that.
Almost so they get, I was reading my agenda, was thinking there was another line, but
yeah, no, I didn't have anything about the committee, but we can certainly, I think it's good for us to go back. So we're going to go back to item number 31 to select a committee to oversee scheduling rules.
Basically,
okay.
So you know, we right now the ball field's not all that great. We don't get a lot of use out of it, and it's first come, first serve. So we anticipate with it being a little nicer ball field that
we need
we'll probably get more interest, and we want to make sure that we have a fair way to, you know.
Yeah. And I know we did that at Raymond Gould, and how we had to schedule it for the same reasons and stuff. I mean, it
we just made it.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the whole Raymond Gould part. Whenever they were all the people wanted to use the building, and
yeah.
We put rules
yeah.
and stuff in place. So I'm assuming, Denisha, you're going to want to be on that, don't you?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, Denisha wants to be on there.
All right.
Sure,
and I'll be on there too.
All right, I got Commish 2, Commish 1.
Dang,
that hurt. Who else? Who else? I need another.
Anybody got ball field?
I need another, huh?
Anybody got ball field experience?
Yeah, not me.
Okay, so select ball players.
So if we are approving for them to donate. The
services.
This is going to be construction in progress. This is going to have to eventually be a fixed asset. And
mm-hmm.
So, how exactly is this going to?
Well, they're improving the current field and stuff that's out there, right?
It's just dirt.
Yeah, they're just working dirt. They're not doing anything
yeah,
with fences
no
or anything like
no,
that. Just
okay.
No assets.
Just
okay.
Dirt work and groundwork.
That's
yeah.
what reconstruction what used to be
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Not currently.
Maybe
this
down the road.
Start work on the field to make it better. Usually. I mean, some bases and things like that, but nothing that would be considered an asset.
Okay.
I still need a couple more people. I got Denisha, Commissioner 2, Commissioner 1. Who else would love to be on that committee?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's Joel. Kind of out of the ordinary, isn't it?
Joel's looking down. He don't even want to be seen.
Yeah, Joel don't need a part of that.
Yeah, he don't need a part of that.
Kurt,
yeah, I think there's a. I think. I thought Kurt raised his hand. I saw that.
He did.
All right, one more.
Kids in that age group that would use baseball.
One more that would just love to be on.
Somebody else has got
experience.
Ball,
so if I've got kids to play ball, I might have some opinions about this. It would be great. Cause
what about Edie? Did she have experience?
I mean, I put her on it. But
put Edie on her. She ain't
put
here.
Put Edie on her. She's not here.
She ain't here.
She's not here. Edie will be good.
You know.
He's going to love me.
Yes, she is.
Did you want on him, Miss Penny?
Oh,
okay.
I just thought you. You were raising your hand to write. You got to be careful.
It's like being in a barn. You don't raise your hand.
It's like being in an auction.
It's funny how no eye contact.
All right. So we have Denisha. We have Commissioner 2, Commissioner 1. We have Mr. Guidry, and we have Edie.
And Miss Denisha, I had that up.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Now we can move to item number 32, which is discussion and possible act.
I'm sorry. Did you vote after you appointed the committee?
Well, I'd already voted before the committee. Do we need to vote for the committee itself, or just need a name?
I think you changed the motion after you voted. I mean, you voted to accept the
The donation,
but then you added an action item by appointing the committee.
Okay, so let's go back. You just need to vote on accepting the committee.
So moved.
Okay, so I have a motion by 2 to accept the committee named, a second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Thank you.
Somebody got to keep me straight. Item number 32, discussion and possible action regarding a request for the county to abandon an undeveloped and unused portion of a road easement at the end of Till Road Subdivision, Section 1. Commissioner Trahan, would you like to further discuss that?
So, Corey Foreman approached Denise about us abandoning part of the right-of-way. I met with Corey out there at the property and looked at it. And we don't have everything set just yet. It's basically an agreement in principle. So Denise will, I guess, form the action when it's time. What we want to do, basically, is relinquish the road right-of-way on the south side of the pipeline right-of-way all the way to the end of his property. He now owns all property on both sides of a proposed road that was never built. And so it doesn't impact the county in any negative way whatsoever. We have no intention of building that road, and so we'll relinquish the that part of the right-of-way back to him. We will retain the road right-of-way that goes across the pipeline. And so we will maintain that piece of the right-of-way. Denise will write it up and get it all prepared for the judge to sign, and I think that's it.
Ms. Foreman is also asking the county's permission to improve part of what is on the existing or maintained right-of-way, and I had hoped that you guys had, because I don't know the geography of it, but he's also asking permission to improve a portion of the existing right-of-way that crosses into his property.
So that's the piece across the pipeline?
Yes, whatever the pipeline company approves.
Whatever the pipeline.
Probably just rock.
We'd have no opposition to whatever the pipeline approves. Okay. So that'd be fine. I don't think there's going to be any issue with that. Again, you're the only one that's ever going to use that piece of right away, so I don't think that'd be an issue at all. So I make a motion to go ahead and relinquish that piece of the right away as described and written up by Denise.
And the order itself has to have meets and bounds, and I just got the appraisal that has everything on it, so I don't have the order drafted yet, but if in your motion you can approve the judge to sign the order of abandonment, and it'll be just treated just like
upon
any
completion.
Other abandonment where it gets filed with the district clerk.
And authorize the judge to sign the order of abandonment whenever legal counsel has it constructed.
All right, I have a motion by 1.
Second.
Second by 2. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 33, discussion and possible action regarding a proposed revision to County Personnel Policy 421, computer hardware and software security. The proposed revisions incorporate legislative changes in the implementation of multi-factor authentication for county systems. Ms. Reeves, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, we are needing to add some stuff to our policy. The first thing is about the governor's ban on TikTok. We never put it in our policy manual, so we're just adding that wording. And also includes anything else that he deems is banned. It will include that. The main thing is the multi-factor authentication. We've been trying to implement this by departments.
Do we have to?
Yes.
And
yes.
Who says we have to?
I'm not sure if it's an actual.
It came from the state, from the governor's office. It's the rules that they adopted for
It's an added layer of security, so it needs to be done. I mean, in this day and age, you got to have as much security as you can.
Until it starts encumbering trying to do your work when you can't sign in because you have to go to your cell phone and get it. That's it anyway.
You better not get on the computer if your cell phone's not handy.
Yeah, you don't have your you don't have your cell phone with you that you can read a secondary email. You can't get on your computer to read the first email.
And if you do it on your phone, you can't go back to your email and get back to where you were. So.
Yeah, it's.
But I understand.
What happens if we don't approve it?
If you don't approve it, I mean it's gonna happen anyway. I'm just trying to get
it's coming,
into the policy.
No matter what, it is in the policy
about the tokens. I mean, that's mainly why I've tried to put it into the policy manuals because we've had some departments don't want to put it on their personal cell phones. And so if you don't put it on, it's required to put it on a county-owned cell phone, but if you do not want to put it on a personal cell phone, then you have to carry the token with you and use the token. It's a little hardware token that basically gives you the code.
I don't think it's the one that you pass it, but it's a deal that it gives you the ability to be able to log into the system when you're getting
It's like a key fob.
Tokens that anybody can get. I'm sorry. I know it's not you. I'm not grabbing it.
We're just trying to implement it. That's all I'm saying. So, do what? Yeah. What? Yeah. Anything that you go to log on to. I mean, and once we get it all set up, then it's going to be implemented on the email, the county email.
Token is a bad.
It looks like a key fob, and you there's a little button that you push, and it gives you a new number to put in.
Generated code.
Okay, that sounds
good. Yeah.
Do we have a
What if we lose our token? Because I'm sure that's going to happen.
That's in the policy.
If you lose your token, then it's $30 to replace it. You can either pay it or your department can pay it.
Sort of Seinfeld or something.
The easiest thing is to get the app and put it on your phone. But if you don't want to do that,
this is... Without a county phone, you're going to say, then you got to buy our county phone.
Well...
Or you got to have a token.
Or you got to have a token.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get a... I don't know that we have a whole lot of choice in it other than it wouldn't work for us.
Conversation.
Yeah. Motion by four.
I ain't second.
All right, I got a second by three. I got a laugh. No, he said he seconded it. Any further
It can be either. I mean, I guess it's up to the. It will be up to the department head if they want to.
I think if it's going to be something that we're going to require our employees one way or another, whether it's email secured or token secured, that's county. It's going to be county expense. We can't force.
Then it would be the department. Yeah.
Okay. To be clear, though, the initial token that the employee receives is free of charge. There's no cost.
It's only if you lose it.
You replace what you lose.
Yeah.
It's you're being entrusted with. That's why. Yes, it's the department, but when the county entrusts you with county property, if you lose it, you can be personally held responsible for it.
Yeah. And there's a date.
There's an implementation deadline.
Of December 1st, 2025.
No, I think that's a shall.
It's a red rule.
All questions or concerns need to be brought to MIS, not HR.
There you go.
Has already talked to MIS about the concerns. So all concerns, all retiree concerns, all citizen concerns need to be brought to MIS. Just
All right, great. So I have a motion by four and a second by three to hopefully end this conversation, unless there is more conversation that needs to take place. If not, all in favor? Any opposed?
Nay.
I knew that was. I just might as well put. I knew we were headed that way.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
right. Wow. All right. 34, discussion and possible action regarding the review, selection, and approval of the associated payment of the Airport General Liability Insurance Policy Renewal for the term of September 18, 2025 to September 18, 2028, including acceptance or rejection of terrorism and war coverage. Possible action may include authorization for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same and necessary documents of the same. Missy, you are up.
Okay, so it's 3 years. Usually the airport liability insurance coverage for a 3-year period. So it's time to renew again. This time what I did was I did ask, they sent me the incumbent proposal, which is the current coverage that we have. I did, in order to try to save the county some money, ask her for a revised proposal only with $1 million limit, because that's what our fuel contract requires. It still keeps us compliant and covered. So I just need you guys to decide the incumbent or the revised proposal for the million limit.
What's the savings on that?
You're gonna see annual savings of $1,241. 1241. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the difference between the
two. And then yes, and then the 3-year fixed at 3723.
Okay, and then also there's we have the option to or not to purchase the terrorism coverage.
Correct.
Now the difference in premiums on that, but different on the different levels, is $745 or $620 if we choose to purchase terrorism coverage, or we can decline that.
Right. Yes, normally we in the past y'all have declined that, but yeah, that's for 3 years. Deductible stays the same on both options.
What are the odds of a terrorism attack on the
zero.
I know, I'm not answering.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know that $745 or the other one if we go with the lower premium, but I don't know that that's not worth doing, you know, because if you have an event like that, it's going to cost far more money than that to repair or replace or whatever we would end up having to do.
Well, if we haven't.
It's just my
like
opinion.
The federal government, I would think, would step in and help, but you never know.
If you've been following, they're pushing more and more to be local decision, local coverage. So, but either way, I'm good. I just need to know which one. Missy needs to know which one. I keep going to Denise. I'm stuck on D's today. It's just a thing.
Pretty random too.
So the 3-year is $33,723 for all of it.
No. That's just the savings. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
No.
Far more than that.
Okay. You are looking at the incumbent, which is a $2 million. Without the terrorism and the war, is $7,445. With the... I look at Penny. Hold on. Here it is. It's a three... And we paid that over a 3-year period. What? You have to ask me a question. I have an easy note on. I can't remember. I think it's every year. Yes, every year.
Yeah, it's yearly.
And then the other one is...
$745 rider for the other two?
Well, then $745 at the higher premium, and then $620 if we go to the lower $1 million coverage.
And that option is $6,204 every year.
With
the incumbent, the two, yeah, that's what we're at now.
I think it's where we should step.
Okay.
And with or without the
terrorism.
I agree with you. For $745, I think you have to take it.
Yeah.
So take it this time? Okay.
You're making a motion, Commissioner?
So wait. Motion. Okay, but you said terrorism. What about war? Because war, if you purchase terrorism, the war on that one's going to be $186 more. If you don't purchase terrorism, it's $745.
War and terrorism.
Okay. Well, y'all have to vote.
Yes.
All right, so Say we say at the level rate we are, with the acceptance of the terrorism and the war coverage, both. That's your motion, Commissioner?
That is.
All right. Do I have a second on that? Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? All right. All right, Adam. Item number 35, discuss possible action appointing Missy Pillsbury as the designated sponsor's authorized representative for the fiscal year 2026 routine airport maintenance program, commonly called the RAMP grant. M26200RNG. Motion by one, second by two. Missy, you're not getting out of it, apparently.
Apparently not.
And, yeah, you're doing a great job. Fantastic. Appreciate Thank you. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 36, discussion of possible action authorize the county judge to sign the fiscal year 2026 RAMP grant, M26200RNG. The scope of services include airport maintenance and the Orange County Airport. The project has an estimated maximum eligible cost of $111,111.11, with the state reimbursing 90%, not to exceed $100,000, and the county providing 10% match of the $11,111.11. So motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion?
Just the 90-10 is a good grant.
So. Yes, always a good grant. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 37, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items. You can just read the asset numbers, descriptions. You'll see I'm not going to read through all of that, break it all down. You can all see that on your list, review it, and tell me what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, just
to get those items to surplus.
Thank you for putting the mileage on there for us.
I'm fine.
You're doing great.
You're doing good.
The 2021 probably didn't have very many miles, but totaled explains it.
Yeah. Doesn't take long to get to that.
I think they've taken all the parts and everything they can off of it.
Yes, they robbed it, robbed Peter to pay Paul down the road. That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I have a motion.
So
motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, item number 38, closed meeting pursuant to sections 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information at the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the court commissioner's court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in the near territory of Orange County, in which commissioner's court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate offer of a financial or other incentive to such business project under section 551.087 of the act regarding any current confidential information. Ms. Megan, who do we need?
Just myself, the court, legal, and the Project Capstone team.
Okay.
With recording.
With recording. All right, so we are going into closed at 11:06. Are we ready? So we're going to go back into open at 11:49 to take any action necessary. Be no action. All right, and so we'll go to item number 40, which is discussion and possible action regarding a proposed facility and tower lease agreement between Orange County and 13 Harris Technologies, Inc., relating to the radio tower site at the Orange County Airport in conjunction with and support of the FAA prime contract with L3 Harris. The lease involves no new construction at this time. Ms. Denise?
I'm going to ask you to no action this at this time. It's not ready.
No action? Okay. That's pretty quick. All right. And then we'll have... So we'll go to item number 41, closed meeting, Texas Government Code 551.071, to discuss with Assistant County Attorney and outside counsel matters regarding settlement offers in the matter of Texas opioid multi-district litigation for the county in the matter of County of Orange versus Purdue Pharma, Inc., MDL pretrial calls number 2018-63587 in the 152nd District Court of Harris County, Texas. Ms. Denise?
Oh, just the court, myself, without recording.
And we're going to go closed at...
Before we go to close, can I ask, or when we come back, I need to ask if we can reopen the item for the insurance.
Okay. Closed at, so we're, yeah, we can do that afterwards, I think. Yeah. Closed at 11:50 with no recording?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to return to open meeting, take any action deemed necessary based upon discussion in closed session. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to execute an order authorizing approval of the proposed Texas statewide opioid settlement agreements and any related release forms. Ms. Grimion.
I would ask that the court authorize you to approve the settle or to execute the order authorizing approval of the proposed statewide opioid settlement agreements and all related documents.
So motion, second.
All right. I have a motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Ms. Penny, which one do you want to go back to?
13.
34.
Is it the airport liability?
Yeah, insurance? The airport general liability insurance policy renewal. So item 34, we're going to reopen. Mm-hmm.
If we could reopen that, and I ask that the court authorize for a line item transfer because we won't have enough for the increase in the amounts that y'all approved so that we can go ahead and get the check cut. I ask that you approve for a line item transfer of $1,950 from 001-101-52344 flood insurance to 001-101-52342 liability general of $1,950.
Additional.
Additional.
All right.
Would you send us out the numbers?
So I had a motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I got to read it. Discussion
be,
and possible regarding
the
commissioner's court, adjourning commissioner's court. And so I had a motion by four, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes, and we are adjourned at 11:56.
Just in time.